page 71. After his death, it became necessary to make some plan for the future. There were local reasons why no widow's allowance from public funds could be had. Aside from this, however, should the home be broken up as a protective measure, or should the mother be encouraged to keep it together? No one had at that time any clear picture of Mrs. Jones's past. She was reticent about her relatives, and little or nothing was known about them. But the social workers who had visited the home knew that Mrs. Jones and her children often slept very late, that there were no regular meal hours, that soiled clothing accumulated, that the dishes remained unwashed, and that the children were not only running wild, but were always fighting among themselves and always disrespectful to their mother. Mrs. Jones said that she had not been on the main street of her native city since her marriage 20 years before. She had no known bad habits, was fond of her children, apparently, and they of her. But when there was much to be done, she would sit with her hands folded, and when someone talked with her, she would seem to lose the drift of conversation at times, and then with difficulty bring her mind back later to the subject at hand.